Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I believe the problem with forgiveness is that most people have no idea what that word means. How do you free yourself with forgiveness when most people believe that forgiving is giving up yourself? And it's the exact opposite. It's getting yourself back. What is forgiveness? Simply stated, forgiveness is letting go. When you're not forgiving somebody, you're holding on with everything you've got. You're blaming them. It's their fault. How old do you have to get before you stop blaming your mother? What I want to do today is help you see that forgiveness is totally freeing. When you're not forgiving, you're in the past. Because for forgiveness to be involved is something that must have already occurred. So here you are, supposedly in present time, holding on to something from your past and not letting it go. How's that helping you in the present? Okay, I think that's amusing, but maybe you will too by the end of our meditation this morning. So first of all, let's take a moment, and for those of you who are new, learn some information about how to begin to operate as spirit instead of just as your physical body. So you are spirit. Everyone is spirit. We are not our physical bodies. And yet this world is so focused on the physical body that even the most so-called spiritually focused institutions still tend to focus on the body. So what we're trying to do is help everybody who wants to come in and be reminded that they are spirit to not only start to acknowledge their spirit, but also to begin to operate more as spirit. And when we do that, it changes our whole world, and it definitely changes the world around us. So let's learn the most important spiritual technique I teach, and I believe we can all use, is called grounding. And what it does is it helps you, the spirit, connect with your physical body and this physical world. If we're not connected with it and aware of what's going on in it, it's very difficult for us to be in charge. So step one, grounding. So just close your eyes, if you will, and sit up straight in your chair and separate your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor to give yourself a flow of energy within your personal space. Also, closing your eyes helps you just close out the visual world, because we're all so visual, and sometimes we follow our eyes, our vision, right out of our space into what's around us. But this is a time to come within, to get to know yourself better, to start on the path of loving yourself. But take a nice deep breath, and I want you to be aware of your body for a moment. And then be aware of the area near the base of your spine. The body has another system within it, and that contains what we call chakras or energy centers. And this first chakra near the base of your spine relates to how you deal with the physical world. How you dress, what you eat, what job you do, how you relate to people, how you create in this world. It's a very important chakra or center of energy. And our grounding attaches to the bottom of this particular energy center, and we let it flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until that grounding cord connects with the center of the earth. Now, as you do this, take some nice deep breaths, because it does create a difference for your body. Many people have a strong reaction because the body says, "Stop it. I don't want to know what's going on. It's unpleasant." Or the body may say, "Oh, finally, I thought you'd never come home." So take a nice deep breath and allow that grounding cord to flow from your first chakra to the center of the earth. And be aware that this is a very important statement that you are spirit. Anyone who sees you being grounded will know that you are aware. Now, the next thing I want you to do is become aware of your spiritual presence. You perceive yourself and others as a bright spark of light when in this particular reality called planet Earth, the physical world. And when we begin to see ourselves, we eventually begin to recognize others, and it changes everything. When you see that you are spirit, a part of the divine force, and everyone else is too, you might be a gentler, kinder person. Or maybe not. But take a nice deep breath and get to know yourself by allowing that bright spark of light that's you to be right above your head. Then let that spark that's you to come to the top of your head. And then gently come into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Now, don't worry if you don't see that bright spark. You're still floating around somewhere above yourself. Just allow gently that brilliant energy that's you to come to the center of your head when you are ready to do so. But if you see that bright spark, say hello. And let your body receive a hello in return. It's amazingly validating to acknowledge yourself, the spirit, and allow you to acknowledge your body. What a healing. My God, there is more to this life than going to work. Take a nice deep breath and again, allow your body to adjust to you being present within it. You are not your body. Your body is not you. So there is an adjustment. Spirit and body are meant to work and create in harmony. Unfortunately, most people have not learned that they are spirit, not the body. And so it takes some readjustment when you become aware of this once again. You may want to increase the flow of energy for your grounding cord so that your body can feel comfortable with you, because you're a very high, bright energy and the body's a much lower energy. What we're doing as we meditate, as we bring spirit and body together, we're bringing the energy in the body up a little bit more so that it's easier for us as spirit to be within the body. Now, with this state of meditation of being grounded and centered, let's put our attention again on forgiveness. Words have lots of energy and power and meaning. And through the process of lifetime after lifetime, sometimes those words change meaning. I want you to be aware of your grounding, because it has another wonderful benefit, and that is to release energy. So be in the center of your head and just be aware of the word forgiveness. And allow any lies about forgiveness simply to flow out of you. It can flow down your grounding cord and back into the earth to be recycled. You may have the lie we already mentioned, that it means giving up some of yourself. To forgive someone, do you believe you have to agree with them? Of course not. You do not have to agree with someone to forgive them. Maybe you believe that in order for there to be forgiveness, the other person has to forgive you. Not true. You simply have to forgive. It's in you. It does not involve any other soul or body. Forgiveness is letting go. Letting go of unfinished business. Letting go of anger or hatred or anything else. Blaming someone else seems to be very popular. So next, I want you to be aware of someone you're not forgiving. Just one person. It's usually the ladies who come up with more than one thing, but it looks like the guys are really good at that. How many do I need to forgive? So what we want to do is be aware of letting go down our grounding cord, the issues that keep us from forgiving this person. And as you're doing this, take time to be aware of how much this is in the past. You may not even be angry with this person anymore. You may have really moved beyond what you were not forgiving them for. Or maybe you've forgiven them but have not yet forgiven yourself. And this is the fine print. It's more difficult to forgive yourself than anyone else. So take a moment and meditate on forgiving this other person and yourself concerning whatever issue was causing the lack of forgiveness. One of the things that can help is to realize that we are each the creators of our reality. So while we interact with another soul, there's creativity on both parts. We created the situation also, in one way or another. So as you forgive this other person for hurting you or whatever it is you're holding on to, forgive yourself for allowing it. And as you do this, talk to your body and ask it how it feels by letting go. Allow yourself to return your energy to you. Because when you are not forgiving someone, you have given them your energy. You have your life force energy tied up in this non-forgiveness. When you forgive, you let go, you get your energy back. And your friend or enemy gets their energy back as well. So use your grounding to release any interference to this one forgiveness. I want you to be aware of how powerful one non-forgiveness is in relation to how your body operates. Be aware of how much energy you have given away by not forgiving. Meditate on how much energy you return to yourself for the fun things in life when you forgive and let go. You free yourself from the past. You free yourself from fear and many other emotions that you don't enjoy. It's amazing how much freedom you gain and how much of your personal energy you regain. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of your grounding, of how you, the spirit, are connecting yourself to your body, you and your body to the earth. Be aware of letting go of any other lies you may have about forgiveness. Any lies that say it makes you weak. Any lies that say it makes you do things you don't want to do. It's amazing how many lies there are about forgiveness. Do you have to be a really good person? No. I'm always relieved when I realize that only God is good and I don't have to try to be that good. But notice how beneficial forgiveness is for you. Let go of the lies about it. Maybe you have some from some training that dictates how you must be to be forgiving. Do you have to grovel? Take a nice deep breath and be in the present moment. Being aware that everything is vibration, everything is energy. And I'd like for you again to put your attention on that word forgiveness and experience the vibration of forgiveness. Don't get stuck in thinking about it or analyzing it or defining it. Simply take a moment, and I'm going to give you a couple moments of silence, to simply let your body experience the vibration of forgiveness. And as you do this, get the concept of forgiving yourself. It doesn't matter what for. Just forgive yourself. Let go of the past. Let go of things you considered mistakes. Let go. Forgive you. Experience that concept, that vibration of forgiveness, and let it help you wash away all those things you regret, all the things you wish you hadn't done. All the unkind words or actions. Let it go right down your grounding cord. Remember the words, all is forgiven. And I know it's so easy to get caught in judging yourself for all the bad things you've done. Be aware that all is forgiven. Let yourself have that vibration of forgiveness. It has great power and it frees you completely. It's a great vibration to tune into many times throughout life. Remember, bodies are a challenge. So it may take some time to meditate on forgiveness and letting go. We create lots of things we don't want to forgive ourselves for. Breathe in, breathe out. And let the vibration do the work. And simply release whatever you wish to down your grounding cord. No effort, no thought, no physical trauma or drama. you operating as spirit. All right. Now let's tune in to my favorite teacher, Jesus, who is wonderful at forgiveness. So allow yourself to create a bright gold sun above your head and let that gold vibration flow to you and through you, cleansing you, neutralizing your energy system. And while you're using that neutral healing vibration, let's say hello to our friend Jesus and ask him to be present with us. Be in present time with him. A long time has passed on this planet. I know there's no time and space in the mind of God, but on this planet we operate through time and space. So respect that as you bring your energy into present time with this wonderful teacher. Now, I want you to say hello. And then I want you to communicate with Jesus right now about forgiveness. Remember, Jesus was a very powerful teacher when he was in the body. And his vibration has gone through the world for a long time, over 2,000 years. He was a young Jewish rabbi. And even today, we are attempting to follow his teachings. That's a powerful message from a small place on this planet. So I want you to communicate with Jesus about forgiveness, because he was really strong on that. Forgive your enemies. I don't believe human beings have quite figured that one out yet. But I've watched the power it has in people's lives. So talk to Jesus, please, about forgiveness. And then I want you to ask Jesus to help you forgive yourself. Receive forgiveness from Jesus. If you believe you're not good enough to receive Jesus' forgiveness, let that nonsense go down your grounding cord. We're part of God. Jesus is part of God and came to teach us that. He is filled with forgiveness. Let yourself receive it. Be aware of the freedom that comes to you with forgiveness. Enjoy this vibration. Be aware of the freedom of it. then ask Jesus to help you forgive your number one enemy. Whoever you have made an enemy of, ask Jesus to help you forgive this person. You may not get it all accomplished today, but you could get started. I have a great story about that. My late husband was a World War II veteran, a Pearl Harbor survivor, and he was in almost every major Pacific battle. And he came out of that with a lot of fear and a lot of hate, which is perfectly normal. Bodies experience those emotions when they're in trauma. But I watched him through the years heal himself and forgive his enemy. It was incredibly beautiful. He didn't get perfect with it, but my goodness, the amount of forgiveness he was able to experience and express was fantastic. And it made room within his physical system for love that had no room when it was filled with fear and hate. Every one of us can do that. So ask Jesus to help you forgive whoever you have as an enemy. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus and remember what freedom comes to you as you forgive, and you have a wonderful help. You can always ground and center and ask Jesus to help you if you're working on anything in your system. And certainly when you're dealing with forgiveness, because truly this was an incredibly forgiving soul. He forgave everybody for crucifying him. I'm not sure we're there yet. But he was an amazing soul. Filled with God's light, which includes forgiveness. Tune in to you again as you let go of Jesus. Be in the present with you. Increase your grounding and allow your body to adjust to all the changes you're making. If you floated away, come back to that space a little above and behind your eyes where you can be neutral, and it's easier to forgive when you're in neutral. Then we're going to create a great big cold sun above the room and let that flow in and fill our spaces and our general space as we take this time for our communion with our God. We are all part of God. We are part of the cosmic whole. We use the word God to describe this power, but there is no name. We are part of it. So when you're having trouble forgiving, be aware that you're part of God. I've always made a joke and said that I believe that God doesn't have to forgive anybody because God's tolerant and sees us as children struggling along, doing the best we can to figure it out. But let's receive that vibration of forgiveness from God along with that gold energy that's flowing into us. And put your attention on your God. Say hello. And receive a hello in return. And then with God, allow yourself to meditate on forgiveness. You can communicate with God at any time and any place because you're part of God. And you have a direct communion at all times unless you hang up the phone. Take a nice deep breath, and to bring your attention back to the physical world, you might want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee to help you come back to this physical plane. When you're ready, just open your eyes and bend forward. Release excess energy. And as you sit up, remind yourself to be forgiving during the week so that you don't build up those resentments and disturbances. Free yourself on a moment-to-moment basis. And you may just have more fun.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.